spoken to the elders and some of the moms and dads out there, and whether COVID is here or not, as a church, we are ready to find how our next step and our youth evolution is going to happen. He's going to address some things that are going to be starting back up, but what I would like to do is next Sunday after service, if you're a child, if you're a child at heart, if you're the parent of a child, if you have the desire to help nurture and grow our children in the ways of God, I would ask that you hang out next week after church. Some of the things we are going to want to get feedback from the congregation is going to be comfort zones for parents. There are some new activities that have started to come up and people are doing things again. So we want to make sure that we are in line with parents from both a safety, a distance standpoint, just as well to cover volunteerism. If you would love to work with children, just not your children, feel free to let me know. We will gladly plug you in. But we want to develop a new vision for this year that is going to take us where we need to go for the kingdom and for our children, to raise them as a community, no matter what happens with COVID. And I think that's the biggest thing right now. I've talked to many, many people and many kids who said, I'm done. I'm over it. I want to move forward. We want to move past. And we don't want this to be a minimal movement. We all know that it takes a community to raise a child in a godly manner. And so it's our goal to take that first step forward in an organized manner with all of us in unison and unity and some common goals and some direction. And so if you can, if you have any interest at all, if you're not going to be here next week and you'd still like to get with Les, Jesse, Matt, either Matt or myself, and let us know what your interests are. But elsewise, if you could, just prepare to hang out for maybe 5 or 10 minutes after service next week. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. That being said, we are planning to start back our Sunday evenings next, or the 1st of November, which will be in 2 weeks. And then also, we would like to start back Sunday school as well. We've had a real interest in that, especially with the adults and the youngsters. They would just love to have that time again to learn and to grow. So we're planning that. So if you have been helping with that before we stopped it, you would like to continue that, please let Julie know. If you can't help, let her know, because she's just planning on plugging people back in where they were. If you're not going to be able to do that, let her know that, because we do need Sunday school teachers and people for children's church again. We have enough room upstairs that we can social distance the kids. We can stay within guidelines, so we're going to plan on doing that. Sunday evenings will be once a month, as it was last year. We'll be getting together for a meal and then having something for each age group. Just a half hour, probably, of learning together. And probably we'll be, as adults, we'll be using the videos, what was the name of them? Chosen. Matt gave us, each of us elders, one of those to look at. It's a 40-day view of some of the early people that Jesus associated with, and it's actually pretty cool. So I think it's something that we'll enjoy and we can learn from. So we're planning to use that as adults, and I don't know what the youngsters are planning, but that's the plan. We'll be starting that back November the 1st, which will be in 2 weeks. What time? Five-thirty meal. Okay. It has been a long time, yeah.
But we usually have a theme or something.
Right. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Dwayne, thank you for introducing what the Lord's bringing today. You did a good job at that. Let's pray before I go into the message. Father, I thank you this morning that you are in control. Father, that you know everything that's going on with us and that you care about what we're doing. And Lord, that you do watch out for us in trouble or when we're stressed or when things aren't going exactly the way we think they should. Father, today I ask that you'll speak through me, that I'll not get in your way, but that I'll allow you to move and do what you want to do here today. In Jesus' name, amen. As of yesterday afternoon towards the evening, Patsy said, "Do you have your message yet?" I said, "No, I haven't got anything yet." But last night, as I just went to the study and began to pray and seek the Lord, and I come up with a title, a stress-free day, and a lot of us don't know what that's like, to have a stress-free day. But there's some scripture that tells us how we can do that, and the Lord wants us to hear that today. And I just felt like, as we come to hear from the Lord today, let's just pretend that we're sitting at the feet of Jesus, and that He's here ministering to you today, sharing with you today what He wants for you for this week. This week was not, it just didn't go exactly like we planned it would, and a lot of you, that happens every week. Some weeks go just perfectly. You know, everything flows and everything happens the way it should, and this week wasn't like that. But what do you do when things don't go the way they're supposed to? You know, things just get messed up. And I didn't think about, this happens to kids like Brenna and Abby as well. It happens to adults, but it happens to children too, doesn't it? Their week doesn't always go the way it's supposed to go. So I feel like the Father is going to talk to all of us this morning, each age group, about how to deal with a stressful day or a day that doesn't really go as we planned it. Let's begin today in Matthew chapter 11. We're going to begin at verse 28. And this is where Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened." He says, "And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So, no matter how big the burden gets for us, He can handle it. Is I have a light burden, my burden's not heavy, so I can handle your burden. I can take care of this little problem that has arisen in your life this week or today. He doesn't have a problem with that. He wants us to bring it to Him. So there's five different things that you're going to find come out through the scriptures today. I'm just going to name them to begin with. First of all, some of the scriptures that we look at begin with praise. And I think praise is a really important factor in our lives. Praise to the Father is an important factor in our lives. As we come against obstacles, as we have stress in our lives, praise defeats the enemy. So that eliminates a lot of the problems. We begin our day with praise, or if we begin the moment of stress with some praise. Father, I thank you. I glorify you. So praise is one of them. Prayer is another very important topic or way that we can deal with stress, that we can take it to the Father. We can be in constant communication with the Father, be at His feet, resting, instead of dealing with stress and being stressed about it. The third one is trust. We learn to trust Him. Early on in my Christian life, I did not know how to trust the Father because I hadn't been through a lot yet. But after spending as many years as I have with the Lord, I've learned to trust Him. He's trustworthy. We don't have to wonder if it's real or not, or if He's going to do what He says He'll do, because He does. He does. He's trustworthy. So that has to do with faith and believing what we ask God for. The fourth thing is contentment. We find that we need to be content where we are. A lot of times we don't feel content, do we? This is not the way it's supposed to be. It's not fair. It's not equal. But we need to learn to be content. And we'll see that Paul found that place where he could be content. And then the fifth thing is confidence in God. We can be confident that He'll come through. Let's go now to Philippians 4. Since we're talking about Paul, let's go there. Philippians chapter 4 and verses 11 and following. Philippians 4:11. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. And every time I read this, I think, wow, there's some of my circumstances that there's no way I can be content with this. But Paul says, I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is like. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. There's a secret that Paul learned. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. We can't do it on our own, guys. And we can't be stress-free on our own. We're not made that way. Maybe some of you are, but most of us are not made to be stress-free on our own. But with Him, we can. So if you don't remember anything else that God says today, remember verse 13 of Philippians chapter 4. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Most of you know that Paul had he called it a thorn in the flesh. He had some physical ailment that he prayed for God to remove. He wanted it gone, and God never removed it, as far as I know, from Paul's life. He said he had to continue with it. But He also said that when I am weak, then I am strong, because I'm relying on the Father. So just remember that you can do everything through Him who gives you strength. And God looks out for us. He pays attention to what we're doing. I need to share a story with you from this week. Friday we were working in Cardington. We're doing a house there and one in Fredericktown beside Jamie. So it's a little hectic at times. We were trying to get the garage and the porch ready to pour next week before we leave before Patsy and I go on vacation, and Jamie, and so Jesse doesn't have to try to pour concrete while I'm gone. And anyway, we were getting it ready. We realized, hey, we forgot to bring the compactor along. The garage needed compacted because it's really deep at the back, so you have to put it in layers and compact the layers in. And Jeff said, well, I'll go get it. I need to go to the bank for Chloe anyway, so I'll take care of that while I'm gone, because I didn't really have time this evening after work. And I said, fine. So I had things that I could do, so I went in the basement and started the plumbing down in the basement and was working away there. And he came back, he says, well, so that was a God thing. I said, okay. He said, I was going to do it the one way, and then as I was going, it got reversed how I decided to do things, and ended up going, the compactor was at Jamie's where we had used it last, so we went and picked it up and was coming out of the driveway. So I had to wait for somebody to come by, and they came past and went to the stop sign there at 57 and 20. And he, of course, stopped right behind him because he pulled out then and stopped. And the guy just got out of the car and came back to Jesse's truck and said, I'd like to. Said, I see you're a builder. I'd like to talk to you about building us a house. Said, wow, how does that happen where both of them got there at the same time? He didn't know us from Sikkim because he lives in Butler. Saw the sign on the truck and had heard of Winger Builders. I don't know how or why, but that is how God takes care of his people. And we've seen it time and again. We've learned to just expect God to move in our business because we're constantly quoting jobs and bidding jobs. Some of them we don't get, and we don't worry about that. Jesse said, you know, don't worry about it. We're not supposed to have that one. Sometimes I get a little uptight because it seems like a really good job, and I really wish I could have it because this would be nice to do this one. Well, he said, don't worry about it. We didn't need it. I've learned to trust that because many times the ones who look good people are not really who they think, who they say they are. We find out later that they had the builder that got that job ended up with a real hard time with those people. And so God looks out for us in that way, and he looks out for you in that way as well. He will take care of you and do for you what he wants. Now we're going to take a trip through the Psalms. Psalms 9, I'm going to begin at Psalms 9, and then we're going to work our way through, not clear to the end, but there's a few verses here in Psalms that I want to look at today. In Psalms 9, I want to begin and look at verses 1 and 2, and then also verse 9. But 1 and 2 says, I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, Most High. And if you will notice in the Psalms, especially the Psalms of David, I've noticed his Psalms, he almost always begins the psalm with praise. And if you remember the children of Israel when they were going out to battle, the praise team always went ahead of them in the battle. The worshipers went first when they were going into battle because praise defeats the enemy. And so remember, when the day's not going as it should, begin to praise. Begin to worship and honor the Father. Because praise defeats the enemy. Then on over in verse 9 it says, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. So he's our refuge. He's a place of safety, a stronghold for us. In times of trouble. And sometimes, guys, face it, sometimes we have trouble every day. Sometimes we have a good week. The whole week was just awesome. Sometimes we have trouble every day. Now let's flip over to Psalms 27. In 27, let's begin with verse 4. One thing I ask of the Lord, and this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, it's a time of praise when He's in trouble. For in the day of trouble, He says, He will keep me safe in His dwelling, and He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle, set me high upon a rock. And then He goes into praise. As I'm looking on down there in 27, verse 11, I have underlined as well, it says, teach me Your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path. Sometimes our path gets a little crooked, doesn't it? Up and down, crooked. He says He'll lead us in a straight path. Psalm 34, to flip a couple more pages. Psalm 34, we're going to begin at verse 1, go down through 9. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him lack nothing. There's a lot of good stuff there in 34. A lot of good promises from the Father. But in verse 6 it says, this poor man called and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. So if you're having a day with trouble, the Father will help you through it. And then over to 37. Beginning with verse 3. And this is where he says to trust Him. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. I don't know how many of you, besides Duane, have cattle, but cattle, I've noticed with sheep, anything out in pasture, if they're not feeling safe, they get bunched up in a crowd, don't they, Duane? I love to go by a pasture and see them all out just grazing. Or sometimes you'll go by and they're all just laying in the pasture, just relaxing. But man, how great would that be, just to be put out to pasture and just relax, just lay around all day, you know, enjoy life. But they're not feeling threatened in any way because they're laying there relaxed. So if you see, I've gone by pastures where the whole herd is taken off running. They're running away, and I'll look and maybe see a coyote off in the distance, 200 or 300 yards, but one of them has spotted a problem and alerted the rest of them, and so they're all moving away from the problem. But I love to see a safe pasture where sheep or cattle are out just relaxing. They're just out to resting. was I? Verse 3. Ready to go to 4. So he goes on to say, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn. Anybody see the sunrise this morning? Pretty the sky was in the east. Just a pretty, pretty red sky this morning. The justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret or stress. It leads only to evil. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. So again, this psalm has a lot of good promises as we're dealing with trouble and walking out our lives. Also, in chapter 37, flip the page there and go over to 23, and it says, if the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. He reaches out his hand and hangs on, holds you up. I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. And then on down at the end of the chapter there, it says the salvation, and I'm in 39 now, the salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. And I wrote there in the margin, because they trust him. Because they've learned to trust him. And then on over in Psalms 56. Psalms 56, 3 and 4 says, when I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? What can man do to us when we have God by our side? We learn to trust him. So as you're coming up against a rough day, as things are not going the way they're supposed to, remember, first of all, to praise. Secondly, pray. Take it to the Father. Just tell him what you need. Tell him what is not going right with you today. This is what I need, Father. I really need some help here. He doesn't care what we tell him. Doesn't matter. So pray. And then trust him for the outcome. Be confident. And learn to be content. Whatever the circumstances. Whatever you're going through. Whatever hardship you have. Whether it's fair or not, Brenna. Learn to trust God. Sometimes it's not fair. It seems like it. Not always fair. But trust him. So there's a lot of good scriptures there that God tells us that he'll be there for us. He'll take care of us. He knows what we need before we even ask. Just remember to ask him. So if any of you have a prayer need this morning, you'd like Jesse and I to pray with you. Or if you'd like somebody else to pray with you, that's fine as well. We're all disciples. So any one of you can pray for somebody else. And God will do the same thing through you that He does through Jesse or I or Matt. So if you need something from God today, you don't want to come up to us, go to one of your friends beside you. But if you need prayer, as the praise team comes and as the last song, we'll be here to pray with you. Remember to let Julie know that yes or no, I will be able to help with the class teaching.